A weak solidarity brekkie team, Lister, when hate to start so depressingly this morning, but sadly, this evil CFMEU official, well, we know the very name CFMEU and being a member of is synonymous with evil. This organiser was placed on a 2-year bond and fined $1,000 on Friday last week. Now, let's go back slightly. Last week, we talked about calling good workers, whom the Trouble Aussie Capitalist Review described as workers who just want to go to work, scabs. How a sensible, fair work, True Blue Aussie, no longer work choices just looks like it. Wise decision banning calling a scab. Well, this week, they never learn. 2-year bond, $1,000 fine for the most frightening intimidation of another person who just wants to go to work, just doing his job. When a fair work, True Blue Aussie, Jack Boots con mission inspector walked into the Barangaroo site in Sydney during a union blockade, this evil organiser grabbed a megaphone. Oh, listener, to what depths has evil sunk? Grabbed a megaphone and sang, "Who let the dogs out?" Can we imagine anything so evil, so vile? On those hate laws preventing such basic and desirable everyday freedoms as insulting and offending anyone we want to insult and offend, the True Blue Aussie Dear Baby Jesus Lobby still wants those laws waived for this marriage equality plebiscite. Not that, as Dear Baby Jesus' dedicated followers, they would ignore the love thy neighbour bit. It's just that there are certain people you don't want as neighbours. But the big worry is they mightn't get to the plebiscite in the first place, so they can express their hatred, righteous, just hatred of non-neighbours. The Dear Baby Jesus followers tell us every single person who voted in that recent farce went there to ensure we have a plebiscite. The plebiscite apparently the only reason they voted, front of mind. And the bloody long-haired cobbie lot want an undemocratic solution like allowing Parliament to vote on marriage equality. This is a matter the people should decide based on the balanced, sensible arguments we will contribute to expose the sinful, pagan, evil life of these vile threats to social order, to the Dear Baby Jesus Christian family in which uppity women know their place. They express their with Christian gentility. Then when the little bald-headed bloke who used to be Big Supremo in the last dark ages just walked into Parliament and changed the wording to expressly, marriage can only be equal when it's between a man and a woman, why didn't that require a plebiscite? Because he was speaking for the Dear Baby Jesus. That's obvious, you commie clot, which a despicable threat like you would understand if you would only accept the Dear Baby Jesus into your miserable life and love thy neighbour. Notice this Catholic priest in country New South Wales sent a thoroughly researched article to parents at the parish school telling them IVF-conceived children were born out of sin. Obviously a revelation from the Dear Baby himself, showing there are good between a man and a woman and evil mortal sin between a man and a woman. That priest should get on swimmingly with that one notion appalling Hoonsun bloke who knows scientists have no idea what they're talking about. Following a renewable energy report, the Minister for Fossils, Josh Frydem Icebergs, denied an interviewer's suggestion the government wasn't working hard enough on the issue. That's rubbish. Josh made a lot of sense. Convincing people, or at least enough people, that you're doing something about the issue while doing absolutely nothing is bloody hard work. Excited scenes in the Lord Rupert of Wapping Sin newsroom Thursday night as a breathless journo dashed into the editor's office. The government's been rolled 3 times on the floor of the House, she panted. Fantastic, great news. Hold the front page. Socialist government crisis. Rebels turn on Dan. Evil union power smashed. Whip up an editorial. Dan has no choice but to resign. No, not Dan. Malcolm, the federal government. Inside left-hand page, socialists abuse power, socialists play games to camouflage policy vacuum, bury it, it's so insignificant. No, seriously, good to see the leader of government business in the House, Christopher Payne, in there, declare, direct quote, "There's no point in making a point out of, etc.," which I thought redolent of his usual common sense and logic, because if the point was made to point the finger, it would point at him. So good point, Christopher. But in the other place, never thought we'd be calling for help from that appalling Hoon son, but she must, like us, be distressed, angry at this latest racist move in her state. These racist, terra nullius people taking advantage of the foot in the door. We knew they wouldn't stop there, wouldn't be satisfied by removing that great explorer of this great country, Eyre, from the rock named after him. Uluru. Where did that racist name come from? And now, Stradbroke Island, named after another great white discoverer in this great country, the terra nullius parvenus, people who weren't even here when the great explorers and discoverers explored and discovered. Now the same terra nullius racists want to change Stradbroke Island to Menjeriba. Menjeriburg, claiming it predates Stradbroke. Well, Lord Stradbroke was the father of the great man who named it. Predates when the island was clearly terra nullius. The King of England said so. And for goodness sake, the biggest horse race in that state is the Stradbroke Handicap. Imagine the racists getting away with calling this great race the Menjeriburg Handicap. That's the sort of consequence that can occur when racists run riot. So let's call on that appalling Hoon son to ensure our white sacred history and sacred sites are preserved. Back on State Big Supremo Hoo, whom Lord Rupert calls the pejorative Dan, the Wapping Sin had this blazing headline that Dan had met an evil union boss and had not recorded the meeting in his diary. Oh, worse. The week that was can reveal on June 11 last year at 9:42 a.m. he went to the toilet and failed to mention that in his diary. That US of the UN of the US of the world jet, when an engine blew up and fell off, the airline spokesperson was pretty spot on after the pilot managed to land it safely at the nearest airport. It was due to a mechanical fault, he informed us, and I thought, yeah, an engine blowing up and falling off could be deemed a mechanical fault. And bit surprising, as True Blue was, he just loved this white True Blue country. Fascists got together Sunday to protest over evil Muslims being allowed to live here. Bit surprising, given we know from reliable sources like the fascists themselves and Lord Rupert of Wapping and the constabulary, that violence at these events is always instigated by the left anti-fascist thugs on the peace-loving, gentle fascists, that when the long-haired commie wouldn't work at an iron anti-fascist lot didn't show up, the poor fascists were forced to beat the proverbial out of each other. On beating the proverbial out of, would-be USO Big Supremo Donald Trample the Poor headed to Mexico to build bridges over building fences and told them building a fence would be a joint venture. We'll build it and you'll pay for it. This socialist senator, Sam Bastardry, has come under attack for accepting money from a Chinese businessman to pay a travel bill. Senator Bastardry is a puppet of the Chinese communists. Attorney General George Brandy's brain looked very concerned. But your party has taken huge donations, millions from Chinese businesses. There is no relationship. We are dealing with Chinese capitalists who respect market forces, who generate employment and profit for the common good, unlike evil communists and their supporters, their puppets like Senator Bastardry, who are the antithesis of the common good. The same business that paid Bastardry's bill gave you millions. There is no doubt this business gives money to the caring business class party in its capacity as a responsible market forces capitalist business in a capitalist country, but pays Senator Bastardry's bill as a communist country trapping him in this evil communist web to support their aggression in the South China Sea, which everyone knows is a legal maritime possession of the USI of, recognized as such by the US, of the UN, of the US, of the world, and therefore by True Blue Aussie. The US OB was also fighting aggression in another US OB possession when Iranian boats came threateningly close to the US OB train killer fleet off the Iranian coast. We need no more proof of the aggressive intent of the Iranian government than this presence of Iranian boats off the Iranian coast encroaching on US OB maritime territory. Finally, in its US of the world watchdog and protector role, we know the US OB can sue any company or person in any part of the world for breaking its corporate profit laws. And we learned this week it gave thousands to a whistleblower who allowed it to find bloody huge profits for half a million or so, prompting the aforementioned Capitalist Review to comment on how its whistleblower laws so encourage corporate whistleblowers. So what great news for Edward Snowden and Julian Assange. We can but ponder on what massive compensation they'll cop from the good old God bless America US government. Good morning.